Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Brace yourselves for a spring and a summer filled with very loud buzzing. Trillions of cicadas will emerge from their underground burrows to mate, and new research reveals how they urinate. Yes, NPR's Ari Daniel reports.
Not all animals pee in the same way. On the one hand, says Elio Shalita, a bio-inspired roboticist at Harvard University, you have larger animals like elephants or humans.
They rely on the forces of inertia and gravity to kind of pull down the fluids from their bladder,
which results in a stream or jet of urine, like the one that might hit your toilet bowl on a regular basis. But when you're small, like the size of an insect, then fluids care less about gravity. Instead, surface tension dominates.
Pushing a fluid at a small scale is challenging.
The result is that most insects, and even most small mammals, like mice and bats, urinate in droplets. In fact, Shalita studied a kind of insect called a sharpshooter, which sucks low-nutrient sap from plants.
And then we calculated what is the energy required to form a jet versus a droplet.
It wasn't even close. Droplet urination used way less energy. So that seemed to be the general rule. If you're big, you pee in a jet. If you're small, you pee in droplets. But Shalita had seen a few YouTube videos of cicadas urinating and wondered if they might be an exception. The only trouble is that cicadas are really hard to observe.
They're usually very high up on trees, and it's hard to not disturb them, and then they would fly away.
But then, on a different project in the Peruvian Amazon, while in grad school at Georgia Tech, Shalita and a couple colleagues had wrapped up their fieldwork and were taking the 6-hour boat ride back to town when their driver made an early pit stop for lunch.
One of our colleagues, he felt this little like sprinkle on his head, and then we looked up, and then we saw like a lot of cicadas.
Shalita and his colleagues couldn't believe it. 20 or 30 cicadas low down in the trees, feeding and peeing with abandon. They leapt into action, rushing to film them before their driver's lunch break ended.
All the villagers over there, they were like just staring at us and like, what the hell's wrong with these guys?
It was a rush, and the experiment turned out well too. They saw cicadas defying expectations. They're insects feeding on low-nutrient sap, but there they were, peeing in jets. So here's what Shalita thinks is going on. Cicadas are big insects with a wider gut, so they're not under the exact same size constraints as, say, a sharpshooter. Plus, they have to process a huge quantity of sap to extract enough energy to power their bulkier bodies.
Being one droplet at a time, it's not very efficient. So they have to get rid of that fluid in jets.
So in addition to large animals that pee in jets and small animals that pee in droplets, Shalita's found a third category of small organisms that pee in jets, all in an effort to come up with a kind of grand urinating theory. The results are published in the journal PNAS.
They've extended the scale into the lower reaches of the animal kingdom and showed some surprising results that are counterintuitive.
Ann Staples is a fluid dynamicist at Virginia Tech who wasn't involved in the research. She says the cicada findings could show scientists how to better manipulate fluids at small scales, which could help advance 3D printing, drug delivery, and even testing compounds in outer space.
Insects are just a perfect laboratory for exploring handling fluids at the microscale.
Be that as it may, if you ask Elio Shalita what motivated the study, he says it was simple curiosity.
Science can be fun too.
And occasionally, a little wet. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.